Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Zach Woodley, one of the mentors of the Oxygen Network's new Glee spinoff, The Glee Project. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top music-related bestsellers, such as Kiss and Make Up by Gene Simmons, The Man Called Cash by Steve Turner, or even one of my recent favorites, Keith Richards' Life. You can also download Will Eisner's A Spirited Life. It's the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of women who want to have some time alone with Darren Criss in the drawing room in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm an amazing flirt. My talent is the way I flip my hair. My strength, besides my looks, is singing.
Babe, out loud.
Glee is me.
Even as I write this, my wife is in the other room watching a preview of The Glee Project. And I blame my teenage daughter, Rachel, who got Mimi hooked on Glee and caught her up on every episode she missed. And I blame Rachel's interest in Darren Criss, who she loved as the faux Harry Potter in the online parody, A Harry Potter Musical. That brings us to the Glee Project. Led by Robert Ulrich, the casting director for Glee itself, the Glee Project is a clever idea to maintain momentum for the fictional series by attaching it to a nonfiction reality search for the next potential star of Glee. The show airs on the Oxygen Network on Sundays at 9 p.m. The winner will follow the Glee Project with a multi-episode guest starring role on Glee, and who knows where that unique opportunity might take them. Joining me today to talk about the Glee Project is one of the show's mentors, choreographer Zach Woodley. Zach, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Pleasure is all mine. And before we talk about the Glee Project, do you mind telling folks a little bit about your background and your connection to Glee itself?
Sure. I'm from Texas. I grew up, my parents owned a dance studio. I grew up dancing my whole life, and then eventually made my way to California, and then spent quite a few years as a professional dancer, and then at the ripe old age of 27, I decided I was a bit too old, so I started moving into choreography for TV film, and then one thing led to another. I was working on a different show for ABC, Eli Stone, and the show creator had known Ryan Murphy, who was doing this pilot called Glee and needed a choreographer, and I read the script and fell in love with it, and then here we are.
And Eli Stone was known for having a lot of dream-type sequences, or you never knew whether Eli was in reality or a dream sequence.
Correct. And, you know, the thing about Eli was it was you know, experimental as far as having that much sort of performance-based episodes, you know, but it was still maybe we'd have one sequence, like one number, you know, per episode, and now it's like we have seven or eight. So it definitely changed my workload, but, you know, it's a blessing.
And did I also read that you were involved with Hairspray as well?
Oh, yeah. I assisted Adam Shankman and Ann Fletcher for years before I started choreographing. And then Hairspray was something that one of the projects they brought me in on, you know, after I'd been with them for a while, when Adam Schenker was still choreographing, they used to hire me as a dancer, and then, you know, he started directing, and we just all made our way forward, I guess.
How does a dancer make the transition to choreographer? I mean, obviously it has to happen, but some people are probably better at it than others.
It's interesting. It's not really a natural progression for a lot of dancers. Some of them just love to dance mainly because, you know, you have your facility and it's something that you train to do and you love the way that it feels. And then stepping into choreography is definitely different, but you sort of need to choose early on, like, what your niche sort of thing is. I think some people prefer to go into, like, you know, sort of company choreography, or you can, you know, definitely move into, like, live sort of backup dancer choreography if you want to choreograph for an artist. I had fallen into a world with Adam and Anne where you really started working with actors is a completely different, you know, approach, of course, and it's much more about why do people dance and the joy of dancing and why would this character be dancing and what does it feel like dancing, and it's definitely stripping down walls as opposed to just getting, you know, a group of extremely trained dancers and just giving them anything, and it looks a little bit more, but it becomes a little bit more flat sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think our job is really finding sort of that passion that everyone does have, that sort of that seat that would, you know, non-dancers have a passion, but it's usually when they're by themselves. So it's trying to make them trust that, like, other people want to see you do this, so let's do it.
Now, are there folks on Glee who have remarkable acting and singing talent, but are a little flat-footed?
Have you seen the show? that's the thing about the show, and I've said before, it's like we do have a little bit of the best of everything, and I think that's what makes the show special is, you know, it's not about being the best at everything, and I think that in turn is why you fall in love with our different cast of characters, because, you know, all of us, we struggle, you know, independently with our own weaknesses, and then we can all thrive whenever we're in our proper arena. So I think, you know, on Glee we have some of the best dancers that don't really sing and some of the best singers that don't really dance, and you know, it's really just about the arts and everyone sort of pulling together to make one big unified team.
Got it. All right, so what can you tell us ahead of the Glee project about some of the contestants and their dance skills?
You know, it's I had said before, it feels, you know, when I first saw the 80 from the, you know, the large cut down, there were definitely dancers involved in that. And then, you know, just the way that it all works out, because it's not this particular type of reality show isn't, there's not one product to be had at the end. And I think as you watch the show, you'll really start to understand why these kids made it as far as they did. It's not, you know, you're there and of course, everyone wants the best singer or the best dancer or the best actor, but there's something special within these kids. You know, most reality shows have a finished product that's like, oh, and now, you know, we model and we take a model picture and now you compare our modeling pictures. Or, you know, we're cooking this one dish using cheese. Or, so, you know, it's sort of the same across the line, like we're all up against here. But these kids, and because of the challenges and because of the reference to the show, it's something special each week that's completely different in each of them. So you'll start to see, like, some of them, just because you're not a great dancer doesn't mean that I don't want to watch you dancing. And mm-hmm. I think you'll start to, your heart goes out to people that are trying, and it's more about, you know, being able to watch someone and not be embarrassed for them, but literally you're smiling because they're having a good time. It's very touching in a weird sense. So it's you know, the Glee Project, it's just like the scripted show. Like, we have a little bit of the best of everything.
Hmm. You know, as you were describing that, I was thinking, and I hope this doesn't come out as bad as it could. I mean it well, but years ago we brought in a dog trainer for an unruly dog, and I was talking about, you know, how do you figure out what the dog can do? And he said, you watch the dog for a while, and you see what the dog does naturally, and then you steer the instructions toward those inclinations. You don't try to make a Labrador into a Shepherd. So I wondered if it's the same thing. Yeah, really?
It's very similar in that, you know, there are times in the show that, of course, everyone needs to be doing the same thing. But in turn, you know, I think it's with everything. I love this dog trainer. You see what people can do, and then you do tailor it to their bodies, and you want to push them a little bit outside of their comfort zone, just so they're still, you know, the application is still there, like they're still trying, but you don't want to make it something to where they're uncomfortable. Because in the big scheme of things, as far as, you know, actors, dancing, it's like they're the ones that are going to be in front of millions of people. So you want them to feel confident and, you know, comfortable in what they're doing. So it's also character driven. I mean, we cater to the fact that some of our cast members don't dance. So there's been quite a few episodes where Ryan Murphy wants something a little bit more difficult for some of them, just so we can watch them struggle. But it's always in good fun. Hmm.
And before we have to go, are there performers on both Glee and the Glee Project who, for whatever reason, they reject your advice on the dancing at their own risk?
No. It's not. Well, it's part of the job is singing and dancing. So
got it.
That's never really an issue. I think in the very, very beginning, what's so interesting about the show is during the pilot, a lot of these characters weren't cast as, you know, performers as far as in a Glee club. So, like, I end up, you know, Diana and Mark and, you know, Diana plays Quinn and, like, Puck and things. Like, they weren't initially going to, they tried out as just, you know, legit acting roles. And then one script leads to another, and then all of a sudden you open the book, you know, you open the script and it's like, oh, now I have Puck joining the Glee club. So he shows up at late dance rehearsal. He's like, what am I doing here? I'm like, oh, by the way, you're joining us. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm not singing and dancing on television. So I like to say on Glee, like, no one is safe at all. You will be singing and dancing at some point.
Got it. Well, folks, listen, you can watch The Glee Project on the Oxygen Network every Sunday at 9 p.m. And, of course, Glee will be back in the fall. And, Zach Woodley, very interesting conversation. And thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews with America's top TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also leave a voice message that might be used on a future Mr. Media show by calling 1-727-498-4711. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Romy Rosemont. I
I play Finn's mom or Carol Hudson on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. There's so many things kids have to be good at these days. It's hard to stop and think about how something like learning music can help them in the future. Music helps kids because it's a performing art, and children need to learn to perform well so they can succeed in society. Getting an 85% on a math test is pretty good, but hitting 85% of the right notes during a concert isn't good enough for most music students or their teachers. A special kind of practice and preparation goes into the discipline of performing music, and it helps kids develop habits that will allow them to perform better in all areas of their lives. A PSA brought to you by MEMC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.